We have been concerned over the past years when the yellow card was first imposed, but we did feel confident that the government would work hard at addressing the areas that the European Union had wanted to have improved. And with the services and assistance provided, we were fairly comfortable that we'll work hard at it, and we supported the government in achieving this.
Well, can you give us a little detail, expand on what was required from both the government and the industry to formulate a new bill and put it into practice?
Some of the big steps included the passing of the Fisheries Act, which had gone through consultation with the industry and other stakeholders. We were very happy to see that milestone achieved. Then there was the work on the catch certification and the verification process here in Noro. We worked closely also with the advisors and the ministry to make sure that we have in place the chain of documentation required. And we were pleased to learn lately that most recently that the regulations had been approved by Cabinet and gazetted by the government.
Now, your company does all the fishing, landing and storing of fish, and you employ around about 400 people. How do the new processes involve them?
We now have, in addition to the chain of custody and the certification required to track the fish from the landing to the cannery and outwards for exports, we've also now just last year been awarded MSC certification of the fishery. It's the Marine Stewardship Council, and that complements strongly the documentation requirements. And we are learning, improving as we go along to ensure that these certification processes and documentation are presented on time.
Has it actually given people more stability in their employment and a better outlook for a long-term future?
Well, it's a big confidence booster for all of us, and because we are strongly vertically integrated with Soltuna, and I'm sure you would be talking to Soltuna, there is a lot of confidence now, and we are excited about improving conservation and management measures in the fishery, and already working closely with the ministry and other partners to strengthen fisheries management.